Allow me the privilege to come and share a few words. The Choshele Chavriya Kolo Batim near the beach. It's 2 years ago, and I made a gavaldik eroshim on me then. We are in horror that what's that Torah and the oifen of a little bit of the semel. Of Via Ben Taira should live. You know, I remember that I was coming. I didn't think you'd come to Miami to find out Via Zay Ben Taira got left. That was earned to me then. And you come here, you see what it means of Ben Taira left with Pashkas. It was a Gnostic service that I had then. And I'm thankful to my government, the pleasure to give me the opportunity to be able to come and spend the Shabbos here once again. Vayivoser Yankov Levadoi. Vayovek ish imoy ad alois ha-shachar. Rashi brings Vayvosa Yankov shochach pachin ketanim v'chazer alayim. Yankov Avinu went back for pachin ketanim. Rashi brings v'kan shatzadikim gomor and chulim shatzadikim chosim on the boinom shol yishluch lidei megezel loshem gomor is v'kan tzadikim shachov v'alei memoinom yoyisim v'gufom. I heard from a chaver of mine that he heard from the Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi that the Talmud Gezok Tashmuz Afdi Rashi, and his shmuz went as follows. He says, Yaakov Avinu Pachim Ketanim. Yaakov Avinu Pachim Ketanim. Yaakov Avinu Pachim Ketanim. That was the shmuz. And then he sat down. So I can't sit down. Oh, yeah, that's an odd goddle to be able to say that shmuz and then sit down. But I want to maybe prepare and be mad with that shmuz. It seems obviously that the fact that Yaakov Avinu went back to his pachim ketanim, shochach pachim ketanim, v'chazer alayim, v'yovek ish imoy, as it was a shaychus. The punkt at the time when Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ketanim, that's when Sori Shalesov went to Mechabal with him. V'yovek ish imoy, this is when, as we know, Sori Shalesov. What's the shaychus? What's that this punkt now? When Yaakov Avinu is being chazer al pachim ketanim, is that the time when Sori Shalesov finds his time to go fight to be this abik with Yaakov Avinu? Is the emphasis that already before in Parshas Vayetze, we find that Yaakov Avinu says to Ribbono Shel Olam, who is not a neder, and he says, "Yehi Elokim Imodi U'Shmarani U'Derech Hazeh Asher V'Chi Oyleich V'Nasan Li Lechem Lechor U'Veged Lubosh." v'chulei v'chulei, for his eyes, that the chalash atitam liyasera asrenu loch. So first of all, Rebbeinu Lachaye over there explains that that which Yaakov Avinu asked for lechem lecho l'vegem l'lubosh, Zokh Rebbeinu Lachaye, zois she'elas ha-tzadikim me'es Hashem. Lo yishalu ha-mesores, tzadikim, they don't ask for extras, they don't ask for the mesores, rak ha-dover ha-chrechi mo'od, they only ask for the bare necessities. It's needed to be able to live she'ef shaloi, Adam. And he explains, when somebody seeks after, he looks and he has a desire for Moisaris, for extras, for Tanugin, who goyrim is rabbis. It's goyrim by a mensch, a murdik, it's a tumulkite. The person gets lost. He gets lost in his olam hadimyan. Like Rabbi Saul Salanta writes in the beginning of the Geras HaMusar, Adam Choyfish, the person when he gets busy with Moisaris, and he gets busy with Tanugim, that all comes in the Alma de Shikra, and it causes a person to become, he gets lost, it causes a Keferlech HaTzatumokai. He becomes the tumult, and he can't be focused. And Yaakov Avinu, She'elas HaTzadikim, he asks, Lechem Lechem Lechem. That's the Erech HaTzadikim. Yaakov Avinu was mitzayin in the Midas HaHistalkus. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in the Munei B'Tochen says an unbelievable thing. It says that each one of the Ovis were nesnase in the Midah in which they excelled. They were kind of, each one that was kind of his Midah, they were kind of the Midah through an Esai. They were nesnase ba'Oisa Midah. Avraham Avinu was nesnase in the Midas HaChesed, in the Eishel. That's how he's kind of Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak Avinu was Nisnas in Akedah, the Midah from Gevura. He was Zeichet to the Midah from Pacha, the Midah from Gevura. Yaakov Avinu was Nisnas in the Midah from Emes. The Ramban says, is V'chol HaShetitim Li Aser HaAser Nulach. Aser HaAser Nulach, after Yaakov Avinu only asked for the Dvar Mehechreichim, the bare necessities, not asking for anything more. And on that, says Yaakov Avinu, Asera Asrenuloch, that's the way he shows that everything I have to the last minute, the last littlest thing that I have, is all the Shvil Hashem, is only for a Tachlis of Avodas Hashem. That's the Shvitz of the Midas HaStakus. And with that, he was like the Midas HaEmes. Emes is when a person sees things in reality, the way they are. And he's busy with reality. When a person is busy with moisture of the Rebbeinu Lachaye, it causes him humus rabbis, that's attaching oneself to the alma de shikra, that's in the olam hadimyan, that's the furthest from emes a person can reach. A person is busy with midas hestapkos, as Rashi tells us over here, Gemara Chulin, that tzadikim mechavvim mamoinam yoisim migufa. That was Yaakov Avinu. What's the pshat? What does that mean? We would have thought tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, they care about money. Money plays a role by a tzaddik. The Barashoyim is just by character. The pshat is that a tzaddik lives, Yaakov Avinu teaches us, a tzaddik lives with a hakara, with a realization that everything that he has, everything that Ribbono Shel Olam gives him, is only serves as a purpose in his Avodas Hashem. It's just that emtzoi, it's just the oifen, if the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it to him, or I should say better, if he has it, it's because the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it to him. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it to him, it's for a purpose to be used to Avodas Hashem. His goof, goof too. No, so it means to say is there'll be moisture nachash. He would give up his goof because if there's even a pach cotton, there's even a little bit of pruta that's left that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to me, that pruta is there for me to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the middle of the tzaddik for Yaakov Avinu, if he's not going to go and save that pruta, then he's going to be missing in his shleimus. And for the tzaddik, the Adam HaShalem, as in Seals of Sharm says in Parag Dalet, there's no greater grief that he's missing even one iota in his Shlemos. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me an extra pruta, that pruta is there for a reason, for a purpose, to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mechavim and Mamoinim Yoisir Igufam comes from our car from an understanding that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me, whatever I have, its purpose is to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yaakov Levinu asks, what I need is just what I need in order to be able to live, that I should be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Midas HaStalkus. What came out at the end? Yaakov Levinu was a rich man. He walked out of Lava and this week's parasha, he's given Matadis to Esav Nachshayach. He was unloving, foolish, sharp, hamar, Eben, v'shivcha, he had everything. But when a yid, when a tzaddik lives with the midas ha'estapus, then when he realizes that everything he has is only there to be able to be used as an amtsoi to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and to excel in his avodas Hashem, then the Ribbono Shel Olam could give him, and everything he has will be with that perspective. Every penny that he has is going to be used and be utilized with that perspective that it's here for me to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Midas HaStavkos, Yaakov Avinu, the Nakuda is realizing that everything is also in Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing on this world, even in the Chumrius, even in the Gashmius, the Dovra Yoyser Gashmi that we would imagine is mom. Yeah, money. Money, that's what you buy all Gashmius with. The core of Geshem is money. Everybody's looking for money. Money is the epitome of Gashmius. Uvechol miyodecha. Yaakov Avinu, as we have as Hashem alakecha, uvechol miyodecha means that even every pruta that I have, I don't make the mistake and I realize that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam and I use it to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the greatest way of being makasha, oneself, the gashmias, the ruchnias, the makadish, every dover gashmi, that it should turn into a dover ruchni, is when you realize that every double gash that I have is only here in order to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And help me, in my way, Hashem, help me serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was Yaakov Avinu, and Esau was just mamash the opposite. This was in the shayrish already of Yaakov and Esau, already lies the difference, and this is the kuda, of who Yaakov is and who Esau is. Yaakov, that Perak Deisha tells us in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, was the Ish Tom Yoshev Oyholim. Esau was the Ish Yudea Tzayit Ish Sodeh. The Yikru Shemoy Esau, they called him Esau. Rashi says they called him Esau because Hakol Korule came. If you show Nasev and Nigmar, the Sa'ara Kiven Shonim Arbe. Everything was made of it. It was already finished. It was a finished product. He had nothing more to be mavakish, nothing more to look for. That was the way Esav lived. I have everything I need. He lived with everything was done. And therefore, he was the Ish Sada, as the Targum teaches, the Gevar Nach Shirchan, as we all know from places of Baba Kama, that Gevar Nach Shirchan means an Adam Bot. When a person is living in a perspective that I have everything, I'm not looking for anything more, he's an Adam Bot. He has nothing to strive for, he has nothing to work for. He has nothing to steigen. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, was the Ish Tom Yoshev Oyolim, and the Targum Yoyim and Ezeel Hypes on that. He's a Tova Ufa. He was a Mavakish. Tova Ufa is Mavakish Hashem. He is a Mavakish Asalimut. When someone has a Midah from Bikush, Bikush comes together with the Midah's Festivus. Bikush means I'm always looking for something more. When a person is always looking for something more, he finds the most smallest diyukim. He finds the most minute pshatim. Everything by him makes a difference. Everything by him is something special. Every chiddush by him is a chiddush. He's always looking. He's mevakish. He's looking for more. Mm-hmm. This lie deep, deep in the roots in the shayrish, the difference between Yaakov and Esav, all the way back from their beginning. Yaakov Avinu comes. This was where Yaakov Avinu excelled in his midah of his stalk is showing, yes, that the pachim ketanim is something to go back. Pachim ketanim is something for me to be moisa nefesh for, because the Yibayi Shalom gave it to me, and if I'll be missing my pachim ketanim, I'll be missing my Yibayi Shalom, I'm missing my shlitz. Esav couldn't find that. By Ovek Ish Imoy, Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says that this fight by Ovek Ish Imoy, he's tied to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Yaakov Avinu, says Targum Yonasan, Omar, Halo Amrit, La Asora Kol Diloch. Where did it come and Chab Yaakov Avinu? You're excelling in this media, you're being Choyza Pachat Ketanim. This is your media, says Tapkus. Where was he? Where did he excel in the media, says Tapkus? Where he made the neder aser aser l'chapim and the maaser from the dover echrechim and the maaser to the rebbeinu shalom comes sarah shal esav now and he tells him Allah amrit la'asara kol dilach you said in gemaisim everything you have for istach treisav benin uberata chada and he was mourning him you didn't give maaser from your children and the yad kavim gave maaser from his children and his miyachad levi in the sharis Hashem. And even gave mice from his children, that was the Aser Aser over the Mohamma, the his aptus over here of Sarah Shalesa that came onto Yaakov is Dafka when it came when he found Yaakov in that leader of Shachach Pachim Kitanim. This is a So over here, if you'll let me, I'm going to say it's a thought. Machshav. Yaakov Avinu, as we said, this is the shiz of the truth is, it's a very high and sacred one, Rashba and Shuba. I don't have the key, I saw it brought down. Sorry. It says that the whole of Bocha is a Golovino, but the whole Nafshacha is a Golovino. The whole Mioidecha is a Golovino. The highest Darga, it goes down, is the whole Mioidecha. To be able to be that's the leader for now. Take every last penny that I have, don't say every pruta, and it's here for me to be able to use this much. That leader creates, is a key, is the key of the from us is, and I mean, it's not only talking in monetary terms. We don't have to talk and talk even yet the proof of it. Hakim Kitan, there's a lot of Hakim Kitan in us. It's a lot of Hakim Kitan. You see the people weren't, it's a big deal. You know, I have to be so zoy here in a few minutes to come and talk to you. I have to be so zoyer, exactly how I give stalker. That I have to be so zoyer. This is the heels, and every unhug comes in. The obvious is everybody's not good, everybody stays posture. The small measures. And Yaakov Avinu was the sign of the whole of the. They took everything that there was, didn't need anything on turn. And the Shah was Panuth, he used it for Abu Hashem. That was the greatest need of Abu Hashem, the whole Kibbutz. Rebbe Shalom says, because you in other words, the Rebbe is telling Yaakov that I'm going to reciprocate with the pachot. I'm going to reciprocate and show to Klal Yisrael that is between me and Klal Yisrael, the pachsha, the pachot. There are nisim that the Rebbe Shalom does for the next Ashita that the entire the nace of Chanukah, the nace of which was the top of Chanukah, is a Pach Shemen. Pach Shemen is a small Pach. Going to Hashem is not a Pach Shemen. Who knows about Pach Shemen? And the more is Pach Shemen. It was left in one of the bunch of Mashish Chinos. It's all. The place you find the Moshe of Mashish Chinos is in the Reis HaMikdash. And here, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a Pachkot is in Shem. No, the Torah of the Derech Moshe. So is the Torah. The Torah comes to Jew. And the mother sends him out to attack her places. Or the Zahane is going to Shem. The Zahane is going to Shem. The Zahane is going to Shem. Is place. And he finds submission his wants a little and a little. And says his name with them, he opens it up. And I love you. I wish you the best. I'm done with you. You shall be involved with my shine away. Love, man. Well, can you, is it possible to price as a avo, as a kesher? As I dichot, you could buy the mother with all the money world present. It's nothing in comparison to that ava, that kesher, that yichot that creates something is present. That's what you could even describe. Klal Yisrael comes into this dimension. It's not a golas yova when it's they try to do chaos, and then God will find the patch. That clean of path. That clean of path. The mocking for the mocker near when Klal Yisrael is not with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with the Shpitz Ava, Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, with that Ava, with that side of Ava, with Ava, with the Pachkot. Pach tells us that we have to give a Shpitz Ava, we have to give a Shpitz Ava, Bach says, you do a, there's a special Ava. They learned, they davened, they put on tefillin, they did all the mitzvahs. Oh, but there was a shas. So they felt the pachim. A little bit late. It wasn't with the path. Somebody's focused on the path. Shameless. When I call it everything I possess, everything I have, everything that comes to me is all used to be ritual. The fire, with the bread, with the kavod, with the excitement. The Nisra Shulah Avayda says, hey, you felt the These are my bottom. These are the ones that are and the Chol Masakin that we should continue that level of Shemin, which resembles which is also the album, which has the gospel, or take that and play the box. Where's the Mok Everyone in our houses and our lives, we make a Shemin. And what could be the ma'akif, shalom b'neim, shalom b'neim. The ma'akif is no, we're not focused on the what I say, right? We're not so sensitive to the not my presence. I hear she needs, I want to come home, I want to the sensitivity of Hachan, right then, there is the question that matters of the Hachan. The small things, the fruits, the little pledges, the fruits, the planners are. You wear them, be focused on them. That's the avoider. That's the avoider. That was that shame. We focus on that. And this is the I want to end. I want to tell you in your tough Shavuot, I heard this from and he told me that he heard from who heard this from a mother in tough Shavuot. Your tough Shavuot was 1946, talking about Yiddishkeit across the globe, were downtrodden, zerschmettert of sticker, coming out of a hummer, poor, unapproved, unpaid, essen, anything to eat, that invited them by Moshe Bunch. But now, as yet, the river and the soil for Uvachonafshah. This cloud is just a fruit and the soil of Uvachonafshah. And the best.
Reciprocate.